So, what is there? Astu iti ukta sa bhagavan braje drono maha yasaha jajne nanda iti khyato yasoda sa dhara bhavat astviti ukta sa bhagavan braje drono maha yasa jaya jagye nanda iti khyato yasoda sadhara bhavat. Astu, when Brahma agreed, yes, it is all right. Iti, ukta, thus being ordered by him, sa, he, Drona, Bhagavan, eternally the father of Krishna. Bhagavan's father is also Bhagavan. Braje, in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, Drona, Drona, the most powerful Vasu, Mahayasa, the very famous transcendentalist, Jagne, appeared, Nanda, as Nanda Maharaj. Iti, thus, Kyata, is celebrated. Yasoda, as Mother Yasoda. Sa, si, Dhara, the same Dhara. Abhavat, appeared. Translation by Prabhupada, Prabhupada Kija. When Brahma said, yes, let it be so, the most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Vrajapura, Vrindavan, as the most famous Nanda Maharaj, and his wife Dhara appeared as Mother Yasoda. But because whenever Krishna appears on this earth, he superficially needs a father and mother, Drona and Dhara. His eternal father and mother appeared on earth before Krishna as Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. In contrast to Sutapa and Prishnigarbha, they did not undergo severe penances and austerities to become the father and mother of Krishna. This is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. So, as we see that Krishna's eternal mother and father, their names are Drona and Dhara. And when Drona and Dhara desired to have a child, and in this material world, Krishna accepts superficially as mother and father, who is Nanda and Yasoda. So Drona and Dhara, a very great Vasu and his wife, they appeared as Nanda and Yasoda. So they said to Krishna, Vishnu, he said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth. He said, we want to be born in here. So Drona and Dhara were born here. They appeared here. They were not born, but they appeared. Because they are eternally parents of mother and father forever. So anyone who is Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of Krishna, they do not take birth in this material world, but they appear. But it seemingly looks like they take birth. The Supreme Lord, Personality of God, is Supreme Controller, Master of the planets, will also appear in spirit glories. I'm reading a little bit earlier one, just to get the whole points. And to establish, Drona and Dhara come here, so their child will be born, Krishna, to spread the glories of devotional service. And Drona and Dhara, the eternal parents of Krishna. So, that verse in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, Ajo apisan avyayatma bhutanam isvaropisan prakritim swamadhisthaya sambhavami atma maya. That I come in this world through my yoga maya potency, and anyone who tries to understand my activities and pastimes in this material world will never take birth again. Janma karma chami divyam. So, Drona and Dhara has to do the sadhana siddha. They did tapasya for 12,000 celestial years before they were Vasudeva and Devaki, and after they were Vasudeva and Devaki. But before Drona and Dhara, they did 12,000 tapasya by eating the dry leaves from the ground, and then they survive on the air. And then for thousands and thousands of years, when they get purified from this material consciousness, it is said that by tapasya, then the Lord appeared as Vishnu, which is Devaki and Vasudeva, in their home. When Drona and Dhara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world as Supreme. So they came here as the Supreme Lord. So now, we see that when Brahma said, yes, let it be so. So when they asked Brahma, let me born here. The most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Vrajapura. So here it is said, Bhagavan's father is Bhagavan. Such a nice, eh? The other day we were mentioning that who is beyond Krishna? Krishna is full of six opulents, Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasasasriya, Gyan, Vairagyoscheva, Sannam Bhagaitigana. Most beautiful, most powerful, most wealthiest, most famous, most renowned, and most knowledgeable. So, any personality in this creation, if he had the complete six opulents, that's called Bhagavan. And that's it. That's what it is found in Krishna when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, or appeared in this planet. He was most beautiful, powerful. So, who is beyond Krishna? Krishna himself. Because there is nothing beyond Krishna. And when it is said that his father is called also Bhagavan, and then Krishna. So anyone who is connected to Krishna on that stage, Nitya Siddha, they can consider it as a Bhagavan. Like sometimes we say God. We say God, who are the gods? Who are the gods? Demigods. Gods are the demigods and can be anyone God. But also we are called as a God, little God. We are little God, then we are demigod, and then Brahma, another god, you know, god Brahma. You can say god Shiva, you can say god Vishnu. God Shiva, god Brahma, but Vishnu is supreme god. Krishna is supreme god. They are all god, but we just add supreme. That's above Krishna. The most famous Nanda Maharaj and his wife, Dhara, appeared as Mother Yasoda. Because whenever Krishna appears on the earth, he superficially needs a father and mother. As we mentioned the other day, Krishna have no mother, father. He himself is a mother and he himself is a father. Krishna is original Atmarama. I saw somewhere written Atmarama. Atmarama. Atmarama means self-satisfied. Krishna don't need any house, any car, any people, any ladies, he don't need Krishna, originally. He himself is everything. But when he wants to perform pastime to attract the conditioned souls, or he wants to enjoy, then he manifests this, manifests material creation, material houses, family, and relationship. Drona and Dhara, his eternal father and mother, appeared on the earth before Krishna and Nanda and Yasoda. So, Drona and Dhara are permanently, eternally designated parents. In contrast to Sutapa and Prishnigarbha, they did not undergo severe penances and austerities to become the mother and father of Krishna. This is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. So there is three kind of devotees. No, six. Six. When we do bhakti, there is Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam. And there is three kind of kripa. One is Kripa Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, and Nitya Siddha. Kripa Siddha is that we are doing bhakti, but we are struggling, so much struggling. And all of a sudden, Krishna gives, or Prabhupada gives a mercy to a struggling sadhaka, and he gets kripa. And then doing bhakti very nicely, very strongly, and very pakka, pure, come to the stage of Paramahamsa. That's a Kripa Siddha. And one is Sadhana Siddha. We do bhakti, so much struggle, sadhana, tapasya, sadhana. Then by sadhana, then we achieve the Swarup Siddhi, the highest perfection, prema. And then another one is the Nitya Siddha who come here, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Gaur Kishore Das Ji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, six Goswamis. All these Guru Parampara, Nitya Siddhas, they come. And there are different gopis, manjaris, coming and giving this Krishna consciousness. And it is said, this is the difference between the Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. And Krishna says that all the living entity here in this material world, they are struggling with our, you know, different senses and attraction with this material nature, modes of material nature. So Krishna appeared, he very kindly appeared in this material world to destroy the demonic people who create these demonic qualities, who create these demonic qualities. They are demons who want no existence of God, who deny the existence of God, like atheism. And there is another word called atheist, psychology of atheism is spread around the world. We know that. So we can be also obsessed with the psychology of atheism. So here is a translation of this. The psychology of atheism spreading is that obsessed in my own consciousness. I'm only thinking about me. There is nothing beyond me, and that means I'm making myself God. I'm only me and mine. That's me, I and mine. So that means atheism, there is no God. Only me, God. Krishna no existing. Ram no existing. Jehovah no existing. So, that's this. And then, he says that we are all struggling with our different senses, and then Krishna somehow kindly comes, because he's very kind, he sits in our heart as a super soul, and he helps us to take us back to Godhead. How he comes, and what he gives, he brings all his pure devotees, all the way from, you can say, Brahma, Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, all parampara, they come here. And then we got Prabhupada, and then Vyasada actually, prior to that, Vyasada compiled the scriptures for the people of Kali Yuga. Now, Kali Yuga. All of us in the Western world, we become devotee by the mercy of Prabhupada. But how more mercy, extended mercy of Prabhupada? Prabhupada gave Krishna's words. Krishna says, Dear my devotee Prabhupada, write this. So by reading this book, Prabhupada gave it to his disciple, they spread everywhere, now we become devotee. It's just a message. It's just a Krishna's message. I am the Supreme Lord, Supreme Enjoyer. You are the living entities, part and parcel of mine. You are struggling with your six senses in this material world. Everyone in the three modes. I created the modes, I created the universe, I created the material nature. So you are struggling because you wanted to live separate from me. You have a separate desire. So now I come here again through my books. Krishna say, I'm writing my books. You read this and anything it comes in contact with me, it becomes purified. So we cook prasadam. It comes in contact with Krishna's mouth. He sees with his eyes, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. You know, Krishna, he sees the prasadam. Prasadam become pure. And chanting is not different than deity. Is a Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra is a deity worship. It's like you worship deity on the altar. Same as chanting Hare Krishna. Archanam. And we do Harinam, also distribution of Kirtan. And then we read his books, which is non-different than Prabhupada. And then Krishna says that anyone who stays in these five things, Sadhu Sang, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavashan, Murti Seva, Mathuravas. If you stay just in this group every day, then you come back to me. Even wherever you are, in any situation you are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is that verse? Wherever you are, you become Krishna conscious. It's from Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Something, there is a verse where he says, wherever you are in grasta of brahmachari, or sannyasi, or family, you do these five things. Sadhu sangnam, panchanga bhakti. Then, no problem. Any problem comes, then we can tolerate. Matra ispastustu kaunteya, sitosna sukha dukhada. But, this, every single word which is written here in the form of holy name, and Krishna performs these pastimes, just for that we can be attracted. So Krishna brings his brothers, his family, his mother, father, his cows, and every Vrindavan. He brings the entire Vrindavan from the spiritual world, just for us, so that we can be attracted to Vrindavan and attracted to Lord Chaitanya pastime, which is expansion of Krishna. How many years ago Krishna came? 5,020 years ago Krishna comes. And Krishna tried to take many, many people from here. Let's go back. But many of us, we didn't go. Then again, they both came. Radha and Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as Krishna came in Srimati Radharani as Lord Chaitanya. So when Krishna came in India, appeared, Krishna tried to say that Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. Surrender to me and come back to Godhead. Follow my instructions in Bhagavad Gita. But very few of us, few people follow that. And then again he comes again, 520 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, that the world is very full, you know, Kali Yuga is very prominent, and we are very lazy, misguided, unlucky, and unfortunate. Lethargy. For us, he gave Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranita. He gave the process of doing puja, the worship, the bhakti, meditation by chanting Hare Krishna. You know who is chanting Hare Krishna? You know Ramadas? Ramadas. Many famous celebrities chanting Hare Krishna. Many, many people took Hare Krishna over this mantra. Many celebrities making money, making followers, making everything. As we know that. People have a guitar, they have a musical instrument, they do the rock band, everything. But not really for Krishna. Because by Krishna's holy name, when he chant Krishna's holy name, he got a sakti. Nam namakari bodha neja saptis. So when you got a sakti, you can do anything. So that's not pure chanting. So the chanting is done with love, and through austerities we can do the chanting. Hare Krishna. So in this way, gradually Krishna performed these pastimes in Mathura. He appeared in Mathura. Then he goes to Gokul. From Gokul, little Krishna, then he began to perform his pastimes, stealing butter. And all, you know, we can see we are reading the Brahmanda Ghata, where he is in a vessel form. And then gradually all the pastimes, many, many, many pastimes, unlimited pastimes, Krishna performs. And the games also. He played many, many games. What was the game Krishna was playing in the forest? Anyone remembers? Any one game? Anyone remembers? You know what is Amalaki? Amalaki is small. He was picking them, eating with them, and also playing football. Krishna. And many varieties of games they were playing. Sometimes many, many birds, they fly in the sky, the boys go like them. You know, they want to run like a bird. When the monkeys come, they tease the monkeys. They pull the tails of the monkeys. And when the frogs, they jump in the lake, the boys, they jump also with the frogs. And sometimes they go in the well. You have a well in the Europe? You know what is well? You know, like in India, a lot of well, the water go down. You know, you make a hole, there is water there coming. So the boys, they make the echo sound. You know, any whatever they say, Hari Bol, when the voice comes and they condemn the voice. This is what they used to do. They hold the tail of a cow, and you know, when the cow runs and they get dragged, they laugh and enjoy. So many unlimited pastimes. All varieties of play existing in this universe, Krishna played and Lord Chaitanya played. Because he is the original, how you say, playboy, right? He's a playboy. Yeah. Huh? Is he called? He's the original playboy, player, original footballer. Krishna is original footballer. Everything original is Krishna. Why are we doing everything what we're doing here in this material world? We do everything. You see, whatever we scratch here is happening in the spiritual world. We blink our eyes, happening there. Everything. But they are different eyes, eternal body. So anything happening in this material world is happening in the spiritual world, because this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. But imagine this part. We are living in a reflection world. I show you. Shade. You know the shade? You know what is shade? Yeah, the shade. How you say in your language? Yeah. We are actually a shade. We are actually a shade, living in a shade. Example. You heard a story about Hiroshima? When the Japanese dropped a bomb in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, I went there, I saw the place. So the Americans, they took a big bomb and threw on the top of the mountain, in a whole city, Hiroshima, and they destroyed all the city in only 5 minutes. Entire city and the people become dust. Dust. That was only dust. There's nothing else, only dust. So actually we are moving dust. If we don't consider like a soul, we are eternal. We are eternal. Only the soul. Entire universe is a formation of a dust into the universe. Imagine this. Every day we should think like this. Earth, water, fire, ether, and what else? Sky. Five gross elements. So you take five gross elements, anything we see around us, we see and we don't see, we think, is made with five gross elements, which is a water, which is a dust. No, if you burn me, you know Hiranyakashipu, when he did tapasya, all his body was, due to heat, was burned down. We know that. Hiranyakashipu's body was only skeleton. Like you go to the graveyard, if you burn, like in Indian culture, we burn, right? We burn in the pier. And then it go only skeleton left. So we are actually, Prabhupada said, moving skeleton, corpse. If you see, if we put ourselves in the X-ray machine, and we just see ourselves. What we see? Only the skeleton. And then also skeleton is also dead matter, is born, burned. So, but there is one good part. There is one good part that this is created by Krishna. This dust, this body, these bones, this blood, anything we see is all created by Krishna. It is Krishna's external energy. So it's not different than Krishna, but it is not Krishna. Krishna used only for one reason, like this. It's like a ice cream. We are a child of Krishna. No, for example, moon. So there is a moon in the sky, and we want to hold the moon, want to bring the moon, I want to come to the moon, see. So Krishna says, it's very impossible, it's very difficult. To become God is very difficult. So he gave us a mirror, small mirror. You see the mirror? So moon, from there I came here, in my mirror. So this is what we are. We want a reflection. Moon is a reflection. So we want to live in the reflection called Ethiopia. Ethiopia means nowhere. We are nowhere, nowhere about. Prabhupada says, we have nowhere about. So the people who are around us, we give them these books to aware about the where about, Prabhupada says. And we distribute our Krishna consciousness. We inviting people to do only one thing. What is that? What we do every day? Chant. All the activities we do, even including deity worship, anything we do to come together and chant holy name. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Jagannath Puri and he has three sevens. Anyone knows? Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya has three intimate sevens. Ramananda Rai, Sarup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So they do not want Lord Chaitanya to go away from Jagannath Puri because he wanted to go every day. 18 years he stayed there, but the final years, he just wanted to go to Vrindavan. Crying, Lord Chaitanya was crying. He ran away many times from Gambira or wherever he stayed, Gambira. He just ran away to the seaside, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So when he was, one time he went there, there was a fisherman. No, Lord Chaitanya was so unconscious, absorbed in Vrindavan Leela, that he fell in the sea and the fisherman caught. And fisherman thought, I got a big fish today. And when he bring on the shore, somehow he said that, oh, this is a ghost. He was touched by Lord Chaitanya. He said, ghost. So he was shaking his head. He was just gone mad. Ghost. This is not a fish. It's a ghost entered in my body. So Sarup Damodar find out Lord Chaitanya, looking everywhere. He was just finally looking for Lord Chaitanya and many devotees looking. They came and found that he was unconscious there. And this man, he was standing there, a fisherman. He said, I have a ghost, but Sarup Damodar slapped him three times. He said, all the ghost goes. It was an ecstasy, actually. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya, and Ramananda Rai, and Sarup Damodar, they keep Lord Chaitanya for 3 years in Jagannath Puri. Don't go. He said, Mahaprabhu, now Ratyatra coming. Don't go. After Ratyatra, you go. No problem. Ratyatra finish, you go. After Janmasthami come, then you go. Mahaprabhu says, okay. But Mahaprabhu wanted to listen to his devotees. So he was only ready to surrender to his devotees. If the devotees give me permission, then I go. So he said, okay, now Janmasthami finish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, can I go now? And then they say, oh no, Ratyatra coming. So like this, he stayed there for 3 years. 3 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And at last, one morning, he says, can I go now? And they gave him permission. He said, now you can go. He came to the Jagannath temple 5 o'clock in the morning and he had a darshan and he went through a forest, a small road forest, there no followers, no one can follow him. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was going away, then one devotee was given to him. Who was that? Ballabha Bhattacharya. Ballabha Bhattacharya? Who was there? Anyone remembers? Yes, Ballabha Bhattacharya is Sarvabhauma's brother, I think. Yes. He went with him. He said, Mahaprabhu, you don't go alone. You take Ballabha Bhattacharya. So Ballabha Bhattacharya will carry your pot and he will carry your, whatever possessions is there. So they went through Jharkhand. Jharkhand, when they arrived there, they saw Lord Chaitanya began to dance, and he made all the tigers, the animals, everyone dance in ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya thought, oh, I'm going to Vrindavan, but I have to see my mother before I go. He decided, thought, I better go, I better turn myself towards Navadvip, West Bengal. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was heading towards West Bengal, so he went to West Bengal and he hid himself in Vidya Vachaspati's house. Who is Vidya Vachaspati? Another brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he hid himself there, and then all the Navadvip Vasis, all the residents, they said, oh, Mahaprabhu, when he was Nimai, when he was little boy, and when he was just Nimai Pandit here, we criticized him. We said so many bad words to him. We offended him. So now we will ask forgiveness because he came after a long time. So Lord Chaitanya was in his house, and there is thousands and millions of people crossing the Ganga just to come and have his darshan. So it is said that in the Ganga, how many of you have been to Mayapur? Many of you? Mayapur. In that Ganga, there are so many crocodiles. And there is thousands and thousands of Bangladeshis, you know, the Bengalis, you know, the devotee of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. They had to cross the Ganga. How will they cross? So they came, and there were so many wooden boats, just like now. And then when they jump in the boat and all the boats break. Nothing left. So somehow the other, they grab something, you know, the pot, they chop the banana trunk, you know, banana trunk. In my country, in Fiji, when I was a young boy, we used to chop banana trunk and take in the river and tie each other, 5-6 banana trunks, and then we float, like a boat, and we pick the fruits. So somehow or the other, they're holding somebody holding the pot, the upside down or something like that. Lord Chaitanya make thousands of devotees come and have his darshan in Vidya Vachaspati's house. And when they came, the other side, there was a dark, dense forest. They were so enthusiastic to see Lord Chaitanya that they broke all the forest down and come and have a darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And he just came out from the house and they had a darshan. And Lord Chaitanya went, he raised his hand in the sky, said, Hari Bol. And then he made chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Everyone was dancing. So people who came to see him, they climbed on a small grass house in the trees. Nothing breaks. Even the leaves does not break. A small tree, 100 people in a small tree holding, but nothing happened. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And from there, after 10 minutes, Lord Chaitanya disappeared and he went to Madhavananda's house. And the Madhavananda's house is again back the other side of the river. So they have to all cross again. And then again they went there, follow Lord Chaitanya. And they chanted and danced with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya forgave them, all of them. He said, just come and just say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and chant Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya himself, the Lord, only gave one big process. One process. Hare Krishna mantra. And everything is contained in Hare Krishna mantra. Every pastime which is written here, this Leela, every word is a Hare Krishna mantra. That's why Prabhupada says, This is a Brihad Mridanga. When we do Harinam, what is this? Ljubljana city. So Harinam only listen, you know, only heard in the city area. You chant, Harinam is heard and listened by people, and they become devotee, whatever. But the books, they take holy name and they read every day in your home. Every day they see holy name. But both is important, three things. Prasad, holy name, and Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Any questions? You flying now? You get your flight? Now leave it on a topic. This is very nice connection to know Krishna's mother, father, parents, family. We know nothing. When you don't come to Krishna, we don't know anything. And we only cry for our own mother and father, our parents. We cry for years with our family. Is it not? My father was very good devotee, and my father, Ram devotee. But I was very always crying for my parents, mom and dad. What's the point? If you cry for someone, what you become next life? You become them. Unless they are pure devotee. If you cry for Prabhupada, you join Prabhupada in preaching. Any points, Prabhus? On this? Any additional things? Is it not such a nice pastime? I think this is the end now. We will only more to left here. Any points? Anyone writing? On Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Drona and Dhara, Mother Yasoda. Anything I missed out? Prabhupada gave Bhagavad Gita before Krishna book. Bhagavad Gita helps us to understand Krishna book. And every night we have to read Krishna book for sleep. And when you wake up, first read Krishna book. Like we keep in the phone in the book on our table. We wake up, read, sleep, wake up, read, and then bath. Understand? So we stop, what should we do? Any points? Small points? You want to ask something? Today is another few days Kartik. Eh? Kartik is till end of this month. It's another big festival day today. Sunday. So we stop? Good. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.